This meeting is now being recorded.
And now that we have the recording started, why don't we go ahead and begin? This is the July 12th version of the CCP competition and consumer choice sub-team meeting of the CCP RT process. Welcome, everyone. In terms of agenda today, on our last call, we had discussed dividing up our recommendations to review the public comments, look to see if there were any adjustments that should be made to the findings or recommendations based on the comments. Jean-Baptiste is transmitting the text in, or the assignments in the notes portion. Why don't we just go ahead and run through these in order, although I note that only Jonathan and I are on the call, so we may only be able to handle recommendations 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 10. I see Jonathan's on the call. Jonathan, have you had a chance to review the comments for number 1 and consider any changes that might need to be made there?
Yes, I've reviewed the comments. I confess I have not completed a new draft yet. I mean, it's mostly some of the comments are about the kind of language used in terms of must and should and clarity. And so I think in the face-to-face meetings that we had in Johannesburg, we got closer to a clear representation of this. I still need to draft something, which I'll circulate to the competition list.
Okay, so you're expecting, though, that the sort of nature, the recommendation itself is not going to change particularly. It's more style over substance.
That's my understanding, and I welcome anybody else disagreeing with that, but that's how I came away from those meetings, is it was more a question of clarity than it was about fundamentally changing the recommendation.
Okay. All right, so the next recommendations 2 and 3, I emailed out, I haven't redrafted any of this yet, but I emailed out a proposed change, slight change in how we handle the questions 2 and 3. These are about collecting wholesale prices from both legacy and new GTLDs. In the case of recommendation number 2, and get transactional prices from GTLDs in recommendation number 3. And what I had proposed based on the both the public comments that we had received as well as from the discussion that we had with the registry stakeholder group in Johannesburg is to change these recommendations so that they recommend, first, that ICANN conducts a study over time, an economic study over time, that's intended to understand the effect of the introduction of new GTLDs on price. And then second, that ICANN seeks, when it's feasible to do so, to modify its existing contractual relationships with registered and registrars that don't have the requirement to cooperate with economic studies to include that requirement that's included in the new GTLD contracts. Because I think our general consensus is that we got much better and sufficient, if not perfect, cooperation from the new GTLDs and quite poor cooperation from those that didn't have that contractual provision. And the other thing I guess I'd say is, like, as we listen to as I reviewed the comments and listened to the comments, it seems like the general sort of economic study language gives a little bit more flexibility as well, so that we're not sort of locked in just looking at a particular issue of prices, there may be other information that would be useful to future reviewers or to the community as well. So I guess Jonathan or Waldo, do you guys have any feedback on that suggested approach to those two recommendations?
Yes. Hello, Jordan.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello.
I'm
just wondering, when we had the meeting with the registry group, they kind of indicated that you can hear me. There's quite a bit of noise from behind. It's good if you can hear me. When we had the meeting with the registry group, they kind of indicated that it's basically impossible for them to provide information about wholesale pricing. So I don't know how we can incorporate that in recommendation number two. How can we reflect that fact that at the moment and also in the future, it's quite impossible to collect the wholesale pricing from the registries?
Yeah, well, so we analysis group did get wholesale pricing as part of their study. However, it's just base. They just got base pricing, and there was some discussion about, you know, the feasibility of transactional pricing and so on. But I guess the thing I took away from that conversation is that the registries did say, you know, that having it intermediated through a third party, through like analysis groups, felt to them more practical than doing it through ICANN. I think there were more concerns about sharing the confidential data with ICANN versus the third-party economic analysis, which is why part of the reason why I formulated it this way. We did get some data from registries as part of this this pass. I don't know, Jonathan. Did you? I don't know what your takeaway from the meeting with the registries was.
I mean, I came away from that meeting somewhat concerned that we were having a meeting with donuts.
Maybe that's what Jonathan
did. Waldo, go ahead.
Sorry to have spoken over you. Well, I was actually a little bit, because if we are giving recommendations, I think we need to be a little bit sensitive that to ensure that we give recommendations that are actually going to be implementable. So if the people in the industry have already indicated that something that we are suggesting is not possible, then I think we really need to find a way to factor it into the wording of the recommendation. That's what I think from what I got from Registry's book.
Yeah, I mean, well, the one thing that I did take away is, like, there was sort of a push towards using publicly available and retail data, which is reflected in our recommendations six, probably. I'm not 100% sure why we ended up assigned to Megan in this chart. But at the same time, I do think John said that it was more feasible to cooperate with this sort of third-party study. However, I think, Eduardo, you raise a good point, which is, like, even if, like the level of data we did get through this cooperation in the initial study was actually not very useful for price analysis, because we only got the sort of raw wholesale price, didn't have transactional data, et cetera. And so I guess it does raise the question of the feasibility of doing useful price analysis. But Jonathan, you were going to say that we were mostly talking to donuts. Do you want to elaborate?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the thing, is that when we were in the registry stakeholder meeting, and you weren't there, unfortunately, but it was when we had our 15 minutes to pitch this meeting, and we only got two people to show up to our deep dive. I mean, it does seem to be a little bit driven by, you know, an operator. I didn't get a sense that things were impossible, and felt like we needed to work to be more creative. I feel like this recommendation goes really soft on this, and that we could end up with similar data to what we got before, which we already concluded would have led us to the wrong conclusion with respect to prices being higher in the new GTLDs than they were in the legacies. And so I'm hesitant to just let it go and cooperate with economic studies, since that part of what motivated us is that previous economic studies have lamented the lack of data as well. So I just feel like it's, that doesn't feel like enough to me, but I don't have a concrete recommendation. I guess I need to noodle it more, but I feel like there's some compromise in the middle that, concedes the need for the data to be either washed by an external firm or analyzed by an external firm or something like that, but that this requirement needs to be less abstract somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, so I guess I'll react to your 2 points in sequence. I think you're right that Donuts has largely taken the lead, and you know, most of what you see in the Registry Stakeholder Group comments is simply a Donuts comment. Having said that, we did have Newsflash wrote their own comments, and on recommendations 2 and 3, I think essentially have the same view as the Register Stakeholder Group comment, which is this is sensitive data, and that it's complicated to get and not going to be used correctly. So it's probably not the case that on this pricing topic, at least, that the Donuts viewpoint or the Registry Stakeholder viewpoint is unrepresentative of the stakeholder group.
Yeah, I know Doc Berlin, was the one that spoke up. I mean, these are all anecdotal, I guess, and I guess calling Donuts anecdotal is a mistake because they own half the new GTLDs. But I mean, Doc Berlin were saying, hey, we don't really have a problem sharing this information because we think the research needs to be done. So that's my only counterpoint, unfortunately. I feel like those comments are problems that need solving as opposed to being unsurmountable things that says we'll never get the data we need in order to look at the impact on pricing. I guess that's
me. So
my other point was pessimism about that contract clause, I guess. Sorry, so I'll let you finish what you were going to say.
Well, I guess, to the extent we're not relying on the contract clause, you're relying instead on amendments, right? And it seems that that's going to be a slow process, I guess. Let's say we issued our report, the board wholeheartedly adopted it, and so by, sometime in early 2018, the ICANN organization was on notice that they should try to amend the new GTLD agreement to create some sort of requirement to provide pricing data. The registry agreements don't expire until, in the earliest case, 2022.
Mm-hmm.
ICANN does have a mechanism to negotiate changes to the registry agreement, so I guess they could try to push this into it, but the registries actually did push back on it. There probably isn't really an opportunity to change the form until that renewal cycle in 2022. And that would be the earliest opportunity at which you could start to collect data from registries other than through the existing clause.
Right.
So the advantage of sort of saying, like, oh, I can't try to do a study using the existing clause, but with a focus on long-term pricing, is that you start work on that now, and maybe, you know, one thing we could do is talk to the, you know, have a follow-up with the registries and say, like, hey, is there some, either us or some future implementation group, you know, sort of say, is there some framework by which we could get, like, whatever, a sample of the data or something analyzed by a third party, start to, like, figure out what the framework of that long-term study looks like.
Right.
As opposed to, you know, relying on a contractual amendment cross-change in order to do this. The other thing that I think, you know, did make sense that I got out of that meeting with them is, like, focusing on the publicly available sort of retail and secondary, well, you know, the secondary market data is publicly available, but focusing on those other data sources on sort of the retail level, you know, is probably, my guess would be more productive. The retail data in particular is publicly available, and I can start gathering that and analyzing it right away. And it's true, it doesn't help us understand what the wholesale dynamics are.
Jordan, sorry to interrupt. Jordan.
Yeah, go ahead, Wado.
He's having trouble hearing you, I think, Jordan.
I don't know.
I've heard about the retail pricing. I think the retail, I know it was also recommended to us by the people in the registry meeting, registry group meeting, but I have a bit of reservation about the retail pricing, because the retail prices themselves are not, they have their own distortions, which have been brought about by the market. Some of them are not just price of the domain, they are also price of some other services that are bundled together with the domain. So I think we need to be a little bit careful when we're also trying to, you know, to go towards the direction of using the retail prices to give us some information that we should have pressed to get from the wholesale prices. I think the wholesale prices are the best indicator of whether competition is changing from the new GTLDs or not. So I understand about the retail prices, but they're distorted.
I mean, so I guess, so it's true. I'm just trying to think through the, like, so let's say there's going to be.
Hello, Jordan?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can collect the retail prices, but it should be secondary. It should be secondary. The primary source would be the wholesale prices.
So that's only true if we could get really good volume weighted or transactional prices, right? Because the kind of pricing data that we got in this round was not, like, just tells us base prices, which don't really reflect the actual price to consumer. So looking at retail prices, at least, lets us understand what the price consumers are paying is in a sort of transparent way. So in any case, I think ideally you'd have both, right? I guess what I'm saying is, like, if I'm trying to think of, like, how do I actually have a useful set of pricing data in time for a follow-up CCP review in, like, 5 years, it doesn't seem to me that there's a path other than relying on the existing contract language and publicly available data sources, because the amendment process is so slow. And so with that mindset, I'm trying to think through how to sort of kick off now some sort of study that can take advantage of the existing contract language in order to accomplish.
Are they mutually exclusive, Jordan? And is it possible to add the recommendation you're describing and then somehow change the prioritization of this one so that we're not holding up the organization for this, but that it's in there? Is there a long game here as well as a short game in terms of trying to? I mean, I you know, I mean, you put your head down and then you look up and it's suddenly 10 years later and ICANN land, right? And so, I mean, I get what you're saying, and so maybe that means we need to drive forward with the recommendation as you described it, but maybe do we leave in our back pocket this recommendation that to go through the long process, which might take the 5 years, to go and try and get, you know, more thorough data out of the registries. Should we leave it in there so that it's something that to work on in the long form?
So I guess like this just gets to a cost benefit analysis discussion, right?
Right.
Which is like what's the incremental benefit of that versus what's being described at least as a relatively significant cost by the reg. Now we could say it doesn't matter, it's still worth it. We could say you guys are wrong, we don't think the cost is that high. But I think we'd somehow have to tackle the pushback and specifically the delta between what's possible without that and
mm-hmm.
With it.
Well, that's a fair point. I mean, I just, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's possible to, we could leave it as a recommendation that ICANN should seek to get transactional or volume-weighted pricing data as part of the study, and if it's not feasible to rely on the existing language, then it may be necessary to seek contractual amendments. And maybe that gives the registry some incentive to sort of play ball under the existing language as opposed to having it imposed on them.
I can live with that.
Photo.
As if my opinion by itself matters.
you're one third of the conversation. At the moment, so. pretty weighty opinion. Bodo, go ahead.
Jordan? Jordan?
Yeah.
Hello.
We hear you.
Hello. Oh, can you hear me? Yeah, there's a... before we do away with 2 and 3, I think there's a little bit of just a little mundane language correction we can do. I think we can leave out the first sentence in recommendation 2. Collect wholesale pricing for legacy GTLDs. It's only talking about legacy there, but in the next sentence it talks about legacy as well as new GTLDs. So I think that first sentence is really not necessary there.
So that was included.
And in recommendation 3 as well. Because?
Go ahead.
Hello? I didn't hear. It was included because?
It was included because legacy GTLDs don't have that economic requirements, economic studies requirement, and so we didn't get any data at all from the legacy GTLDs. So we at least wanted to put them on an equal playing field or make sure that we had some ability to get data from the legacy LDs, which wasn't the case in this review.
Okay, I don't know. I saw in the next sentence it says I can or an outside contractor should acquire wholesale price information from both legacy and new GTLDs. Okay, I don't know. I don't know the background, but it seems like it's a duplication there. And then in the third recommendation, I think we should have some consistency with the language, because here now we are talking about ICANN should attempt to acquire. And in the second recommendation, we're just saying ICANN should acquire. I think we should leave out the attempt to acquire and just ICANN should acquire.
Yeah, so I think
so it's consistent with number two.
So I think based on the conversation we just had, I'll try to reformulate these a little bit to make clear that we want some of that transactional pricing data, and we want data from legacy GTLDs. We want a study over time to look at price, and basically say that if ICANN can't get the data that it needs, that it should consider, you know, that it should modify contracts to allow that. On the theory that hopefully encourage people that are not obliged to cooperate so that they don't get their contracts amended to require it. So I'll make a draft of the I'll make an actual proper draft with based on this discussion and send it out to the list. And unfortunately, as I've mentioned, I'm out of time. I think we got through the sort of meaty part of the substance that's been sent to the list. So we'll meet again next week, and I'll nudge Dan and Megan and try to make sure we get some more text to discuss in advance of the call. And I'll also send some more text out as well. And Jonathan will too. So we'll have a little bit more to talk to next time in terms of specific language. All right. Thanks, folks, for participating today. And we'll resume next week and hopefully have a few more things to talk about then. All right. Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.